Francine?
No. She's still with us. But for how long? What did Darcy call her? Shakespeare's cliché? A second act sacrifice? How long did you think you could keep this act up, baby June?
What do you want, Tamby?
You. We're calling you in. The party's over, Cinderella.
I'm not going anywhere with you. Darcy's dead. I'm out of it.
Darcy has nothing to do with it. You're not out until we say you're out. Besides, we have so much unfinished business to take care of, you and me.
Why do you keep tormenting me like this? Is it the money? I have tried to give it back, but you won't take it. Why can't you let me live in peace?
144 people died because they got on a plane with you. Are you at peace with that?
What? What are you talking about?
Not everyone in the company is impressed with the miracles you perform. They're switching you to prescription antibiotics tomorrow. Good. You'll be able to travel then. The sooner the better.
I'm not going, I tell you. I'm not walking out on Francine again. I can't.
If you really do care for this girl and her family, you need to get them away from you as soon as possible. Before they're taken away. Permanently.
Oh, God help me. All those innocent people dead. Murdered. Because of me. What's the use? I can't run. I can't hide. Just kill me now before somebody else gets hurt.
My sentiments exactly. But I'm here on business, not pleasure. I've come to save you.
Save me? Why?
Because you wandered into a field of lions, little girl, and one of them fell in love with you. I'm warning you, she's not safe. When you're gone, they will dismantle your life looking for you. Get rid of her before they do it for you. I'll be back to pick you up at noon tomorrow. Be ready. We have to stop and see David on our way out of town.
Looks like it's going to rain out there. No word from Mom. She must still be looking for David. Can't you? You haven't touched your breakfast. I know it's not homemade French toast, but you have to eat something. Doctor's orders.
I'm not hungry.
You have to eat something, sweetheart. Would you rather have a breakfast sandwich? I could go to McDonald's. Or Jack in the Box. Whataburger? Pizza Hut?
I said I'm not hungry!
Oh, get you! You hurt me!
Then shut up! You're driving me crazy!
I'm sorry. I just thought...
No, you didn't think, Francine. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here.
What do you mean?
I mean, you're stupid. You can't put two and two together. And I'm sick and tired of having to explain everything to you.
Can't you please? I didn't mean to upset you, but... please... Don't call me stupid. You know how that makes me feel.
What are you doing here, Francine?
What are you talking about? I'm here because you're here.
Well, I don't want you here. Can't you see that? The reason I was going to New York was to get away from you.
Can't you? You don't mean that. It's the shock of the crash, wearing off.
Don't argue with me! Go home, Francine. Go home and get all of your stupid, Laura Ashley crap out of my house. Go live with your mother where you belong.
I don't understand. Why are you saying these things to me? Oh, God, what did I do?
Shut up! I am sick of your whining. I can't take it anymore. I'm fed up with all your pathetic, neurotic problems you're never going to fix. Oh, and all your pious schoolgirl crap about love, and I'm sick of it. I'm sick of looking at your big, fat butt all the time. Go away. You're screwing up my life, you frickin' turd.
Cashew, you don't know what you're saying.
Get out!
But I love you.
Get the hell out of my life and don't come back! Go! Go!
You've been listening to Episode 6 of Strangers in Paradise, Book 8, My Other Life by Terry Moore, adapted by Nicole Tomte, produced by Chris Honeywell and Nicole Tomte, sound designed by Chris Honeywell, music provided by Jim Moon and the Eldritch Light Orchestra. Sarah Palmero was Tambi, Vanessa Van Zera was Cachou, Nicole Tomte was Francine. This is a fan work produced with the cooperation of Mr. Moore, done solely out of love for the property. We lay no claim to the rights or characters. Please read the original series and other works by Mr. Moore available through abstractstudiocomics.com. Now you can reminisce with every Strangers in Paradise audio drama omnibus available at archive.org. Spread the word. You can contact us at 8twinformation@gmail.com and join the conversation in the 8TW Discord. You can find the invite at twotruefreaks.com. Thank you for listening, and good night.